You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Wow, what a beautiful sunrise. It is going to be a beautiful day to get out there today. Yeah, blue bird and cool temperatures. Yeah, the freezing level sticking, maxing out at sort of 1500 meters yesterday means everything above that's going to be pretty great. Yeah, groomer wise especially, but on northerly facing features from yesterday, what with hazy skies in particular, windy too. But in the afternoon, that means that high alpine shaded snow still soft, packed and chalky in areas, and so lots to hunt today. However, with this today's sunshine, it is going to have an impact on south and westerly facing slopes. Oh yeah, you betcha. But right now we're talking pretty cool temperatures. Yeah, we're talking minus 11 Celsius at the tippy tops of WB. Yeah, Whistler and Blackcomb, and around the Roundhouse and Rendezvous lodges, minus 8, minus 7. So around the Roundhouse, that minus 8, that equates to 17 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's pretty much what they're ballparking for the freezing level to kind of currently stay at. This morning it'll be cool, a warmer afternoon with potential for a few clouds, and the freezing level to rise to 1700 meters. But that's the highest we're going to see the freezing level over the weekend. Yeah, we're going to have some more kind of flurries and cloudier skies Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, really having that kind of system come in Saturday afternoon, which, yeah, and the freezing level kind of similarly to what it has been, yeah, getting up to sort of 1500 in the late afternoon. And then Monday, we're going to see some precip. Yeah, a few centimeters forecast for Monday afternoon overnight. So Tuesday is a day to look out for. Yeah. But today, enjoy the sunshine. Expect cloudier skies over the weekend and these cool temps you want to layer for. So yeah, definitely anticipate it being cool, especially with wind speeds right now coming in from a northeasterly direction again, which means wind speeds too of upwards of 40 k's an hour in the alpine means it's it feels a lot colder than it is too. But that sunshine for this afternoon, here I am reading, no, it's not going to be a high of 17 Fahrenheit or minus 8 in and around the Rendezvous Lodge, potentially as warm as sort of, plus 2. Okay, so classic spring day, cool in the morning, warm this afternoon. So layer up with these winds from the northeast for sure, but prepare for warmer temperatures this afternoon. So absolutely have sunscreen on. Okay, plus 2, eh? Okay, well, great. That means some mashed potato, corny, granulated snow for the ski out underneath there. But yeah, it looked like the freezing level was going to max out below the Rendezvous and Roundhouse, but apparently not. So okay, that's today. Cooler temperatures tomorrow, cloudier skies, but definitely sunscreen is your friend at this time of year. But what that sun is going to do is, of course, have an impact on our snowpack overall. This strong solar radiation this afternoon will likely impact the recent storm snow we've had too. So be alert to conditions that change with elevation, wind, and sun exposure. So moderate avalanche danger in alpine and treeline elevations, with an expectation that at treeline, that is due to decrease to low probability over the next couple days. Yeah, but wet loose avalanches are the problem we're expecting to see from a small to large side, with that being quite possible on westerly, southerly slopes as well. So wind slabs could occur on numerous aspects right now, what with wind direction changes. But yeah, excited to see that bit of snow on Monday night too, see what eventuates. And yeah, I can't believe I've only got 2 more weeks of ski school left. And that means 2 more weekends of shred in Blackcomb. Last day of Blackcomb creeping up pretty quickly, April 14th, FYI. But on the road, therefore, yeah, expect it to be busy this afternoon. Let's give you your valley weather and road report, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're looking for a new vehicle in the Cedar Sky. because on the Sea to Sky Highway today, there is some mowing happening between, well, at any point between Horseshoe Bay and the Callaghan Valley Road today up until 3:30. So look out for traffic control personnel there. Some roadside brushing continuing too, with a right lane closure northbound between Alice Lake Road and Daisy Lake Road today. And potential for that. What with the good weather, we're getting into road repair season. Mm-hmm. Start to see a lot more of it from here on out. But beautiful views today. Oh yeah, make sure you're giving plenty of reaction time between yourself and other vehicles. Stop in over at, of course, designated viewpoints to enjoy the views, and giving extra braking distance for motorbikes, particularly now that we're going to see more of them on the road too. But yeah, expect, of course, the classic, busyness coming into resort tonight and then leaving Whistler tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But for the valley temps, the temperature, forecast temp for today has gone down, although it did max out yesterday at 8.2 degrees, so warmer than anticipated. But yeah, just a high of 10 degrees forecast today, so a little cooler, what with it being minus 2 here around sunrise, which was at 6:38. But sunset tonight, 8 minutes to 8 p.m. Wow. Mm-hmm. I know. But over the weekend, therefore, today will be the warmest day at 10 degrees, but 9 expected on Saturday with that mix of sun and cloud, but a potential for a flurry and a rain shower in the valley. So Saturday, a high of 9 degrees. And then on Sunday, cooler, just 6 degrees with a 60% chance of showers. More precip expected, but mild overnight temperatures, apart from tonight with the clearer skies, minus 2. Into dawn tomorrow, and then plus 1 and 0 degrees. But next week, we're looking at maybe overnight temps of 4. I know. So, event-wise for the weekend, lots cracking off for April 5th today. There's a paint party happening at the library, for one thing, along with, of course, the usual story time and singing with the babies on Sunday. But yeah, there's tons going on, like at the Maury Young Arts Centre, of course, tonight, the buying night for the Anonymous Art Show. And if you can't make it in person, you can view the online gallery and purchase online as well. There are 355 pieces of art created by 267 artists, which will be on display this evening. I know, amazing. And also at the Maury Young Arts Centre this Sunday, on the 7th, the 4Js are going to be playing. They're a quartet, and they'll be playing on piano, bass, violin, and sax. And yeah, just $25 for an adult ticket, and that is at 5 p.m. on Sunday, with Balding for Dollars happening on the same day, which I had the pleasure of emceeing last year. Won't be doing that this year, unfortunately, but that is happening. And I know some usual culprits will be shaving their head for the BC Children's Hospital. And wow, they raised over $20,000 last year. And I know Andrew Slater is going to be, chopping off those long locks. Andrew, way to go. Leslie Weir, you're awesome. Yeah, that'll be an amazing event at the GLC, with Red Chair playing on Saturday night as well. Yes, 7 p.m. Red Chair will be kicking off their awesome rock show at the GLC. And on Saturday morning, on a totally different kind of vibe, the monthly bird walk will be meeting at the bottom of Lorimer Road. And I believe they've changed the time to 7 a.m., as opposed to 8 a.m. Have they? I'll look that up. Sorry, I don't want to give you incorrect information, but 7 or 8 right now. Mm-hmm. And at the Callaghan Country Base, that's the Alexander Falls Touring Center, they're doing a ski-in, ski-out sauna session tomorrow. Or rather, they're doing it on Fridays, 12 till 4, but 10 till 4 on Saturdays. And I'm wondering where this sauna is located. Surely they don't mean the Journeyman Lodge, but there's a wood-fired 8-person sauna, and they're offering 1-hour sessions. Coupled with, or you can combine that with some cross-country skiing or a snowshoeing adventure too. Okay, cool. Also really cool at the Ordain Art Museum this Saturday at 1 p.m. is a still life painting workshop. Registration absolutely required for that one. Materials are provided. And also at the Ordain Art Museum happening tonight is their Whistler Auction Preview Reception. That's the Explore 14 Live Auction and 21 Silent Auction. They're working before they're on display at the Fairmont Chateau coming up on April 13th. So it's a free event. They even have free, a complimentary charcuterie by Picnic Whistler with drink options available for purchase too. So yeah, you could do both. You could go to the Ordain Art Museum first and then the Maury Young Art Center as well for the Anonymous Art Show. Yeah, I know. Amazing. Yeah, tons happening, including, of course, live music at the Dublin Gate too, with Ruckus Deluxe playing tonight and tomorrow night, and Pat and Mike playing on Sunday. Sunday night too is open mic night at RMU in the Upper Village. Yeah, and the Hair Farmers are, of course, playing at Merlin's today and Dusty's tomorrow. And yes, Whole Lotta Lead are playing at the GLC on the 13th of April. Uh-huh. And coming up in later this month, on the 20th of April, because that's in and around Earth Week, we're going to be doing a plethora of events. So I'm going to let you know about a few, but they're actually doing their pitch-in day, which I'm sure you're aware of. It's a lot of litter cleanup along the highway and within our neighborhoods. And there will be a barbecue hosted by the municipality afterwards too. Yeah, lots of community groups and local sports associations help to clear the litter throughout Whistler. That date is Saturday, April 20th. Yeah. And if you want a dose of cuteness this morning, oh my gosh, head on over to Whistler Blackcomb's Instagram and scroll through yesterday's post, looking at all their avalanche dogs. Oh my gosh, that Malinois mix. Oh, yes. Yeah, you do that in your own time too. But coming up this summer, Pemberton Regional Airport will be receiving some much needed TLC. They'll be getting $121,500 for runway repairs and painting, with some cracks reported to be up to 10 centimeters big, what with the last repairs to the runway having been done in 2016, 8 years ago. And of course, lots of big temperature swings and flooding that's really affected that airport. So not only are they going to receive that funding, but the mayor of Pemberton and the council have also agreed to contribute a matching amount of $50,000, so 25% of that project, to help that, because it does get a lot of traffic, a lot more traffic, of course, in the summer. But so that's great news for Pemberton and for people using that airport. Also great news for anybody, any writers, playwrights who want to get involved. There is a deadline and a call for submission for a contribution for the Flagstop Theatre and Arts Festival that'll be happening this year. Winning entry on this too, for the one act play submission, that's right, is $500. And that one act play will be presented at that flagship event from the Point Artist Run Centre between August 7th and 10th. Yeah. So really great news for Whistler Dine-In and for locals who love Bar Nork. Yeah, they are now available for delivery. Bar Nork is now available for delivery from Whistler Dine-In. So that is great news. Another awesome quiver to their bow. Yeah, an amazing locally owned and operated company on both fronts. So support local always. And speaking of local, I've been having a look at what spring special deals will be coming up. No, I can't give you the skinny, unfortunately, on when Nagomi's four-course special will be starting, but I do know that the Wildflower restaurant in the Fairmont Chateau has already started their three-course menu. And starting in just a couple of weeks, a lot more restaurants are going to be jumping on board. Even Joe Fortes with a four-course dinner meal starting April 8th. So that's, it's deal season. A great opportunity to, treat yourself after a long, I'm sure, busy winter. So, I'll keep you posted on that or where to find that information. But I do want to wish a couple of rock stars a happy birthday, including some Whistler alumni too. But Brittany Marie's birthday today, Linz DeBoo's birthday. Olympian Linz DeBoo. Linz, I hope you have a phenomenal day and that you and Casey get out on the boat soon. Mm-hmm. Tom Winchester's birthday too, but Clayton Harrison's birthday. Clayton, it's been too long since I've thrown some darts with you or played some softball. So I hope you have a phenomenal day. And Harry Martin's birthday tomorrow. tomorrow. Ski Patroller Dan Cudlips, Stephanie Simeses, and my wonderful special sister. It's been a long time now since she left Whistler, but it is her birthday coming up tomorrow. Anna Webb's birthday as well. And then, like I said, a few alumni, like Nev Falloon's birthday on Sunday. Alana Mars's too. And yeah, Kel Dwyer, your birthday as well on Sunday. Wait, Sunday or Monday? Monday. Okay, I'll give you a holla on Monday because I want to give a few throwback facts to you for your day. Some real doozies brought to you, of course, by Stinkies on the Stroll. Let's talk about, yeah, the fact that the patio is going to be pumping there this afternoon, but also the fact that on this day in 1614, Pocahontas, daughter of Chief Powhatan, she married English colonist John Rolfe on this day. Yeah, 1614. There you go. Whew. In 1943, Chinese steward Poon Lim was found off the coast of Brazil by a fisherman family after being adrift for, get this, 133 days. Yeah, that was after British ship SS Ben Lomond was torpedoed by a German U-boat. 133 days, imagine that. Or did you know that 101 years ago on this day, Firestone Tire and Rubber Company, they started producing inflatable tires? Yeah. Or that in 1722, Jacob Roggeveen, he was a Dutch navigator. He was the first European to discover Rapa Nui, aka Easter Island. Yeah. April 5th, 1722, and a bunch of bands performed for the first time on this day. Mm-hmm. Live, I'm talking like the Spice Girls performed their first ever live UK concert on this day in 1998 in Glasgow. Yeah, to 9,000 people. Mm-hmm. REM performed in an abandoned church for their friend's birthday. It was their first ever gig on this day in 1980. And a year before, Duran Duran made their live debut as well in Birmingham, at the Polytechnic. Uh-huh. I know. Yeah, well, you're welcome. Now you know. But not all good news. You know, Kurt Cobain also passed on this day 30 years ago, 1994. Yeah, wow. 30 years ago. Oh, boy. Well, speaking of something Pacific Northwest oriented and a little more lighthearted, let's give you your joke of the day today from Coast Mountain Brewing. You know, Bigfoot, he's sometimes confused with Sasquatch, but yet he never complains. Maybe get rid of the butt on your delivery on that one. yeah, my bad. But the track of the day today that I'm digging is by a solo project from a London UK producer, Jack Linton, or Linton, I should say. And it's called, his solo project is called Clavicin. He's been working out at Abbey Road Studios as a tech there for years. But this solo project from that singer, songwriter, producer, Jack Linton, Clavicin. He brought out some great material last year, but it's his track You that is run of the day. Run of the day today. Oh, yeah, it's like Jersey Cream Bowl or Harmony Pieced. But yes, Racer Alley is groomed. Upper Peter Creek is not today, nor is Sunset Boulevard. So, FYI. But have yourself a phenomenal weekend. Yeah, I plan on it too. So, well, happy Friday. Have a great weekend, and I'll chat to you Monday morning.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.